Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to 24 Hours in Rugby League. Before we dive in the news today, if you didn't listen to our podcast last night, obviously inspired by Tales from Tiger Town, the documentary that came out on KO about the West Tigers the other day, we went through and named our top five NRL documentaries that we would love to see from all time. There are some absolute crackers in there. We mentioned about another 10 notable mentions, so some great memories to look back on there and some documentaries that I just think would be absolutely all time. My number one that I picked, I'll let you go back and listen to it, but I think it would be sensational. Now, the news over the last 24 hours, it looks like Kalyn Ponga, he is set to re-sign with the Newcastle Knights long-term. It looks like he is destined to be their skipper and their 5'8". Now, this is a move that they've already tried before, very Lockyer-esque. Personally, I'm not completely sure about this one. I love KP at fullback. I think the game is heading to in the direction of KP being a fullback. I think that that's where he can play his absolute best footy. I thought when he played 5'8", he wasn't terrible. I know a lot of people bagged it at the time, but I really didn't think he was that bad. But I'll tell you what, he's much better at fullback, and personally, I would be keeping him in the one jersey. With all due respect to KP, the one negative about him is that he probably does get knocked around a little bit. Putting him into the front line where, you know, you would essentially have teams playing him week in, week out, knowing that he is the focal point of everything the Newcastle Knights do. I mean, they're going to force KP to make 20, 30 tackles each and every week, which is going to take a lot out of the gas, which is going to risk a lot of injuries. And you know what? The thing about KP as well, he's too tough for his own good. He won't hide away from the defense. He won't try and hide himself. He will show a jersey every single time, which is fantastic. But if I'm paying a guy $1 million a year to be essentially where all of my points come from up at the Newcastle Knights, I don't think I'm defending him in the front line and putting him in those situations. Just my opinion. But if it's something that KP wants to do, and it's the only way to keep him in Newcastle for the rest of his career, I guess the Knights, they kind of have to fold there, don't they? Anthony Milford, the Rabbitohs coach Wayne Bennett has confirmed the club may consider throwing him a lifeline. Very interesting. I've always said that the only reason why I think the Rabbitohs are interested is because of Wayne Bennett. He did get the best out of him a couple of years ago. As I've said a few times about Milf, was unlucky not to get a Clive Churchill medal in 2015 and win a premiership. If that game was 15 seconds shorter, I think Milford takes home a premiership and he takes home the Clive Churchill, in my opinion. So interesting to see if South Sydney do get him. Probably the biggest storyline over the last 48 hours, Tevita Pangai Jr. He's going to Penrith. He's there. No, he's not. We're not interested. 24 hours later, he's arriving at Penrith. He's going to be there in the next few days. He will be playing for them next weekend, I would assume. I gave my thoughts on this the other day when I heard the live reaction to it. I don't think it's a great idea for Penrith. I know there's a lot of upside, but I'll tell you what, there's a lot of negatives that could come from this, and I'm not sure if they need a Tevita Pangai Jr. As I said the other day, Craig Bellamy, I think he would be licking his lips at this one. Tevita Pangai Jr. is a guy that he knows he can probably take advantage of in the finals, and I think at some point there will be a moment where Tevita will cost his team in a big moment. But if they do get the very best out of him, he can be an absolute juggernaut. We know the sort of potential he's got. I get messaged about it every 2 days about how he could be the best forward in the game. He could be. So let's see if the Penrith Panthers are able to get the very best out of him. If they do, it's going to be a masterstroke. For the New Zealand Warriors, Peter Hicku, he was ruled out out earlier in the season with a shoulder injury. We reported on this yesterday. It looks like he's going to be back potentially next week, which is massive. Heard some comments from Nathan Brown talking about how Peter Hicko has rehabbed and he has gone above and beyond. Nathan Brown seems very happy with what he's done. He mentioned that he set a great example for some of the other outside backs, just to show how determined Hicko's been to get into this side. Obviously, we're coming into the back end of the season, Supercoach-wise, especially draft in particular. I think Peter Hicko, he could be a great little pickup for anyone. If you didn't listen to the podcast yesterday and you're still able to go grab him on your free agents, go and grab him, especially if you have other Warriors in your team. You could stack them. They have a pretty good run. I got him in my team. I've got Reece Walsh and DWZ, so hopefully he lands on that left center spot and I could have all three there, which could be absolutely anything moving forward. But well done to Peter Hicko, a really good knock there. Obviously, we've heard that Tevita Pangai Jr., as we mentioned, he will be leaving the Brisbane Broncos. Corey Jensen has signed there on a 2-year deal starting from next year, so a good opportunity for Corey Jensen. Pretty underrated little player. I don't think he's ever going to be a superstar, but he's a really solid guy, Corey Jensen. Dale Finucane, this name has been thrown around everywhere. I mean, if you're a football club, I think you should be looking to see if you can fit this guy in, if you can lure him there. He's obviously going to get a lot of big money offers. At the moment, we're hearing the Dragons, the Titans, and the Cowboys are sort of leading the race, but this guy really could end up anywhere. I wouldn't be shocked if he does stay in Melbourne, to be honest with you, but a big opportunity to get a heap of coin elsewhere. Mitch Moses, we've heard the news over the last 24 hours. He broke his back, which is pretty insane in Origin 1. He did it in about the 7th minute, I believe. I believe it was a hit from Felice Kafusi that did the damage. So for Mitch to play on through that entire game with a broken back in his first Origin and do what he did, I thought he was really impressive. I thought he was really impressive before the broken back. I mean, I think you've got to give him some sort of credit for that. He's been ruled out indefinitely. I did hear I saw a quote from Brad Arthur saying that he could be back in the next few weeks. So we wish Mitch all the best. I've actually got a podcast about the Parramatta Eels coming today, talking about the big questions that they face in the back end of the season. And Mitch Moses, he is definitely a part of that, a new little series that we've got coming. Josh Morris, he's been dropped from the Sydney Roosters side. Billy Smith has taken his spot. Billy Smith is a guy that we've been talking about for a while. He's going to be an absolute star. Would I have him over Josh Morris? No, I wouldn't. But Trent Robinson, he's made the hard decision. He says that Josh Morris, he needs to go away and work on some stuff in his game. So I think it'll be a good little refresher for Josh Morris leading into the finals. I have no doubt within a month, Josh Morris will be the center once again and he'll come back bigger and better. But a big call by Trent Robinson, it just shows the sort of culture at the Roosters. You've got to remember as well, Josh Morris, it's not like he's taking this week to go back and play for Norths. Like, there is no reserve grade on, so he's just going to have to improve his game essentially off the field, yeah, which would be a little bit embarrassing for Josh, but he's a champion player. He's done sensational things in our game, and I have no doubt he'll be back bigger and better over the next few weeks. Big few weeks for the Hammer up in North Queensland, obviously making his Origin debut, scoring a try in that one. He's bounced back and played well for the Cowboys. He's had to undergo some surgery. I believe he had his appendix removed. So he's looking at 6 weeks on the sideline, which if the Cowboys do not make finals, that would end his season. So if you are a Supercoach draft owner of Hammer, that one is a big loss. It might be a straight swap from you for Hammer straight to Peter Hicko. He is available at centre wing and fullback, so keep that in mind. That's all your news over the 24 hours, guys. Keep in mind, as I said, we have got a new series coming on the podcast today. We're going to have a look at the Parramatta Eels and the big questions that they face heading into the back end of 2021, the business end. It is all approaching very, very quickly. We're going to have a look at another side as well. We'll dive into that, and then we'll have our Supercoach Classic and Draft review from the weekend. A pretty good weekend all round from the Guru.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.